June 26, 1922. Isolation and loneliness of Jesus in the midst of creatures. Continuing in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus came, and since I had been all contracted for a few days, so much so that I felt impotent to motion, taking my hands in his, he told me, "My daughter, let me loosen you, myself." And placing himself close to me, he put my arms on his shoulders, telling me, "Now you're loosened. Clasp me to yourself, for I have come to keep you company and receive yours in exchange. See, I am the God isolated by creatures. I live in their midst. I am life of each one of their acts, and they keep me as if I did not exist with them." Oh, how I cry over my loneliness. I have had the same lot as the sun. Well, it lives with its light and heat in the midst of all, and there is no fecundity that does not come from it, and with its heat it purifies the earth of so much filth. And its goods are incalculable, which with magnanimity it makes descend upon all. Yet it lives up high, always alone, and man, ungrateful, never sends a thank you to it, an attestation of gratitude. So I am, alone, always alone, while being in their midst. I am light of each thought, sound of each word, motion of each work, step of each foot, beat of each heart. And man ungrateful leaves me alone. He says not a thank you to me, not one "I love you." I remain isolated in the intelligence because the light that I give them, they use for themselves, and maybe even to offend me. In the words, because many times the sound that they form serves to blaspheme me. I remain isolated in the works, which they use in order to kill me, in the steps, in the heart, which are intent only on disobeying me and loving what does not belong to me. Oh, how this loneliness weighs on me. But my love, my magnanimity is so great that, more than sun, I continue my course. And in my course, I keep investigating whether anyone wants to keep me company in so much loneliness. And as I find one, I form my perennial company in him, and I lavish all my graces upon him. This is why I have come to you. I was tired of so much loneliness. Never leave me alone, my daughter.